Hello, this is David of Sparkle Stories, and welcome to the podcast. This week, I'm going to tell you a story from our Junkyard Tales series about a group of delightful animals that live in the junkyard outside of town. This story is called Zippy and the All Clear Common. And in this story, Ben Thompson, a cat who is new to the junkyard, meets a porcupine named Zippy, who is anything but fast. Zippy brings Ben to a special event that happens once a week at the junkyard, All Clear Day, when all the junkyard workers stay home and the animals get to enjoy the grounds all by themselves. I hope you enjoy it. Zippy and the All Clear Common. This is a story about a cat. The cat was named Ben Thompson, an unusual name for a cat, but Ben was an unusual cat. This is also a story about a junkyard, a most unusual place, which was home to a host of unusual animals. Our story begins in the top shelf of a discarded china cabinet. This was Ben Thompson's new home. He was once a stray cat in the open world, eating when he could find food, and sleeping wherever it was warm and dry. In the open world, however, he wasn't always able to find food, and he wasn't always able to find a place that was warm and dry. That was how life was in the open world. But things were different in the junkyard. There was always food in the junkyard, plenty of food, and all his favorites. There were also many warm and dry places to sleep for the night. But the most remarkable thing about the junkyard for Ben Thompson was that the animals there all take care of each other. And that was something completely new for Ben Thompson. That was something he had grown to love. It made him feel welcome, and it made him feel safe. This morning, however, Ben did not feel so safe. This morning he woke to two very concerning notions. The first was that there was a very strange sound outside his bed in the top shelf of the discarded china cabinet. And the second was that his new friend Sergeant, the junkyard watchdog, the one who protected all the animals of the junkyard, was not there. Ben watched him leave the night before. It was a very curious and confusing sight. Ben was giving himself a bath on the couch next to the china cabinet when he heard the triple clang. This was a faint sound that sounded like a small metal clamp idly knocking against a flagpole. When Ben had first come to the junkyard, he didn't hear that sound at all. His new friend Spiro, the skunk, had pointed it out to him and told him, when he heard it, to make himself scarce. Triple clang meant that either the junkyard warden or some other visitor was coming and that all the animals needed to hide. Animals were not allowed in the junkyard, and it was Sergeant's job to keep them out. Sergeant, however, was friends with all the animals, so as long as everyone remained out of sight, everyone was happy. So Ben heard the triple clang and stuffed himself quickly between the couch cushions and peeked out to see who was coming. Ben saw the junkyard gate open, and then he saw a truck enter, He knew this truck. It was the junkyard warden's truck. The truck approached the warden's office, and then it stopped. It was then that Ben saw the confusing and curious sight. It was Sargent. His friend, who was always very serious and contained, was now jumping up and down. He was barking with his tongue hanging out, and he had the silliest grin on his face. Ben had never seen Sargent behave in such a, well, silly way. He seemed almost like a puppy. Ben watched as the junkyard warden got out of the truck and called to Sargent.
"What are you doing, dog? Are you excited? Are you excited to come home, dog? Come on now, in you go."
And then Ben watched, wide-eyed, as his friend Sargent, the one who found him his new home in the china cabinet, the one who helped him find food, the one who introduced him to all his new friends, Sargent, the one who protected all the junkyard animals, including himself, jumped into the front seat of the truck. And then the truck door closed. And Ben Thompson watched as the truck, with his friend Sargent, drove away. He couldn't understand what had just happened. Sargent was going home? But the junkyard was his home. It was everyone's home. This didn't make any sense. Ben Thompson sat, tucked between the couch cushions for a long time, a very long time, thinking about this, and it began to get dark. He realized that it was probably time for him to go to his bed on the top shelf of the china cabinet when he heard the tinkling of a bell. It was not the bell that was hanging from his bedroom on the top shelf, the bell that little Reva Rowland, the raccoon, had given him on his first night in the junkyard. No, this bell was slightly different. This bell was a little deeper, and it had a rounder sound. The sound of this bell was followed by a voice.
"Monsieur Thompson, it is Reva Rowland. I have another bell for your collection."
Ben forgot about Sargent for this moment and was delighted to hear from Reva. He came out of the couch. "Hello, Reva." Reva was not expecting Ben to come out of the couch and was very surprised. She let out a wicked scream, a scream that only a frightened raccoon can let out, and then crouched close to the ground, baring her teeth. Ben, shocked from the scream, dove back into the couch. In a moment he heard another voice.
Reva, what is it, dear? That was quite a scream, mon amour. What frightened you?"
It was Rebecca Rowland, Riva's mother. She was one of the first animals he met at the junkyard. Ben thought she was very nice. He came out of the couch again.
"It was me, Rebecca. I scared Reva. Sorry, Reva, but you weren't expecting me to be in the couch, were you?"
Reva was still quite startled and wide-eyed. She stiffly held out the bell in her paw.
"For you, monsieur?"
Ben approached.
"Oh, a bell. Thank you, Reva. I love these bells. I'll get the mice to tie this one next to the other one. Thank you."
Reva smiled and relaxed a little. Rebecca offered a proud mother's smile and then looked to Ben.
"Bonne nuit, Monsieur Thompson. It is good to see you tonight. But why were you hidden in this couch, mon ami? Were you hiding?"
Ben told Rebecca all about Sargent and the warden. As he recalled the events, he got very concerned again and worried. What are we going to do without Sergeant? Who's going to protect us? Rebecca was smiling sweetly. It calmed him a bit.
Oh, Monsieur Thompson, Sergeant should have told you. He does this every week. There is one day a week when no people come to the junkyard. The gate is closed and locked, and the warden comes the night before and takes Sergeant to his house. Sergeant eats warm food and sleeps on a comfortable mat in the warm home. He looks forward to it every week. Then he spends the day with the warden, going for walks and playing the... fetching? Then the next morning he comes back, and he stays for the rest of the week. Only one day he is gone. Tomorrow. Do not worry.
So Ben Thompson went to bed that night, feeling strange. He was reassured by what Rebecca Rowland had told him, but he felt something new, something uncomfortable. He missed his friend. And now, the following morning, he was feeling something else. He was scared. There was a new sound out there, and he didn't have Sergeant to protect him. He had been startled many mornings in the junkyard by the early morning rumbling and rattling of the trash trucks leaving for the day, but he had gotten used to that. He knew now that there would be no trash trucks this morning. The junkyard was closed. So what was that strange sound? It didn't sound like Spiro the skunk, who woke him one morning with singing. No, the sound was too muffled and squeezed. It didn't sound like the mice, either. The sound was bigger than them and more resonant. He decided to peek his head out to see. Slowly, cautiously, Ben Thompson looked toward the sound and saw something unexpected. There was a creature, about the size of Spiro the skunk, hanging upside down from a branch. The branch was from a tree that was on the other side of the tall chain-link fence that surrounded the junkyard. The branch hung into the junkyard. The creature was obviously intending to come into the junkyard by way of the tree, but now it seemed to be stuck.
Oh, well, the thing is... Whoops!
Said the creature, as one of his legs slipped from the branch and hung down.
Oh, boy. Now then.
Ben could see the creature needed help, but he wasn't sure he should give it help. It was a strange-looking thing. Its hair was very long and extremely straight, almost like the creature was some kind of, well, bush, with tiny, thin branches sticking out. It also had two long, flat teeth that chattered as he talked. Then another leg slipped. The creature was now completely upside down.
Well, whoop! That's something. Oh, hello!
The creature was hanging from the branch by its back legs and was now looking right at Ben. Ben slowly approached. Hello? Are you trying to get into the junkyard?
Yes, said the creature. Trying to get home. May I ask, what are you doing up there?
Home? Do you live here?
Yes, said the creature, I do. What are you doing upside down?
Well, actually, you are upside down. Do you need some help?
Oh, am I? Well, then, yes. Yes, then, thank you. Help would be nice. Maybe just a little something soft for me to land on. Fallen many times. No worries, but a soft something is always nice. Whoops!
The next leg slipped, and now he was hanging by one last leg. Ben quickly went over to the couch next to the cabinet. He took hold of one of the cushions with his teeth, and with all his strength pulled it over to the branch and the hanging creature. He positioned it as best he could, and then he moved back. The creature was still talking.
So, then now I... Well,
and then it fell, and then thud onto the cushion. It landed on its back and raggled around for a bit. Its back seemed to be somehow stuck in the cushion. Finally, the creature pulled itself free of the cushion and stood still for a moment, muttering some more to itself. Ben noticed that a bunch of its straight hairs were still sticking in the cushion, almost like long pins. Ben was concerned. Are you okay?
Oh, fine, fine. I've fallen many times.
But your hair, or... What are those? He was pointing to the cushion.
Those? Oh, those are my quills. Always coming out. No worries, but you best not touch them. They're sticky things, quills. My name is Zippy. You must be the cat that Spiro was telling me about.
Then it all became clear. This was the porcupine that was always late to the meetings, the porcupine that lived with Spiro the skunk in Big Tin. This was Zippy the porcupine. I'm Ben. Ben Thompson.
Pleased to meet you, Ben. You helped me out. That was nice of you. Maybe I can do something for you. Come with me.
Zippy started off, and Ben could see now why he was always late. He moved very, very slowly. Ben had to work hard to go that slow. It was a chilly morning, and Ben really wanted to warm up and move quickly. Zippy continued to talk, a little out of breath already.
There's a reason they call me Zippy. If you need a rest, let me know. I'm pretty quick.
It took a long time, with Ben concentrating on going as slowly as Zippy. But eventually, they made it through Mice Central and into Woodville. While they were going through Mice Central, Ben noticed something strange. The mice weren't behaving like they normally did. Every time Ben saw one of the many hundreds of mice, the mice were always working, always busy on some task or other. They were fiercely focused and thorough, never pausing to chit-chat like Spiro the skunk always seemed to be doing. Today, though, the mice seemed to be doing exactly that. They were sitting around chatting to each other, or nibbling at a bit of bread, or even snoozing in the sun. Some waved as he went by, but Ben was too surprised to wave back. When they arrived in Woodville, Ben could hear laughing. Ahead, he saw Mr. Flinch's new house of chairs. Mr. Flinch was the old possum that lost his house a few days ago, and Ben himself had designed his new house. Ben looked up and saw there was smoke coming from the chimney. Mr. Flinch had started a fire in his new fireplace. Zippy stopped and breathed for a while. They both looked up at the smoke. And then he said,
It really works. This will be the best all clear yet.
All clear? Ben asked Zippy.
That is what I have for you, an all clear common. Come on, let's go in.
Zippy moved just as slowly toward the entrance to Mr. Flinch's house. Ben was impatient to get inside. He was cold. He shivered. Finally, he made it into the open room. Oh, it was warm there, and smelled of pine needles and orange peels. Inside the space were Mr. Flinch, the old possum, Spiro, the skunk, and to Ben's surprise, Georgia Bean, the kindly rat that always seemed to be busy tending to the mice. Georgia greeted him.
Well, hello, darling. Welcome to the common.
Spiro, the skunk, then said,
Hey, that's right. This is your first all clear. Thanks for bringing 'em, Zippy.
Zippy chose a spot near the fireplace and let out a big sigh as he relaxed. Ben was uncomfortable. He looked around at everyone lounging about, and it wasn't what he'd come to expect at the junkyard. Things were always so busy, and, well, no one seemed to be doing much of anything now. Spiro leaned back and sighed.
All clear day. My favorite day. No double clangs, no triple clangs, no trucks, no warden, and though we all love him, no sergeant. No work, no meetings, nothing to do but enjoy each other's company.
Ben moved around the room, not sure where to go. He asked, No trucks? And no people?
No trucks and no people, said Spiro, smiling.
And so, what do you do on All Clear Day? Georgia Bean answered,
It's more what we don't do, honey. No work today. Nothing we have to do. No worries. No obligations.
Mr. Flinch then asked,
So, Ben, the only work really on All Clear Day is to figure out what to do now that you don't have to do anything. My favorite thing is to make tea. Spiro here and Georgia Bean love to tell stories. Zippy here has been known to knit. So, sit back, Ben Thompson, relax, and welcome to the all-clear common.
And then Georgia Bean began to tell her story again. Spiro and the others started laughing again. Ben looked around and thought about what to do. He saw a pillow right by the fireplace that looked very comfortable. He walked over and prodded it with his front paws. It was soft. So Ben Thompson, while thinking about what to do, while smelling the sweet smell of pine and orange peel tea, while listening a little to Georgia Bean's story, Ben Thompson accidentally did what he had been wanting to do for a very, very long time. Something he never had time to do. Something he never felt like he could do. Ben Thompson took a nap.
This has been an original story from our Junkyard Tales series. Copyright 2013. If you would like to listen to more stories about Ben, Sargent, and Georgia Bean, go to sparklestories.com, where you will find many, many, many more. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.